Now, this split, this division between the worlds of thought in which all the universe is divine, is a manifestation of that mystery, and the world in which this divinity is separated from the world, these are the two radically opposed religious views now competing in the world. I call the Levantine religions, religions of relationship. How is the relationship to the God achieved? It is achieved through one's identification with a certain social order. Our religions are religions with terrific stress on the social group to which you belong. Consider, for example, the Hebrew religion as the starter here. This is the earliest of this triad. God, named, has a covenant with a certain people. That is a relationship. It is only through birth as a member of that race that one is in proper, direct, and authorized relationship to God. All others are out. This is an absolutely exclusive position, and it involves a group. Contrast with this the Indian situation. In so long as you are in the world, great stress is placed on in society, great stress is placed on your obedience to the laws of society for your own good, in that you are eliminating your own ego emphasis. But finally, you quit the society, go into the forest, and are alone. Only in your own solitude can the ultimate be reached. Whereas in the Hebrew tradition, only in relation to the minyan can God be properly worshipped. 10 males of the Hebrew tradition are necessary. These I would call the extremes of the gamut of religion in the world. Take next the basic Christian idea, namely that Jesus is true God and true man. This we regard as surprising, as a miracle, as a special thing, whereas in the Orient everything is divine as well as secular. This unique, I believe in God the Father Almighty and all this, his only Son. Through our humanity, we are related to Jesus, and through his divinity, he relates us to God. And it is only through participation in the sacraments of his church, founded by him, that one extra ecclesiam nulla salus, no salvation outside the church. Here again, we have this exclusive position with great stress on the social group to which you belong, and the privilege, you might say, of that identification. So I would say, instead of religion of identification with the divinity, you have here a religion of achievement of a relationship to the divinity through identification with his group.